Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Oh, changing of the guard started last week at quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Now their quarterback that started the first three games is in Cincinnati. We need more information. And when we need more information, we turn to a guy that not only knows football, but he knows baseball as well with his show Baseball Today on John Boy Media. And you can catch that. I hearken back to his early days in his career as a camera operator back in Cincinnati. And then also his foot being in the movie Garfield. Of course, he is. The great Chris Rose. Hello, Chris. How are you?
I think it was more than a foot, but yeah, we'll take it.
I don't. The Wikipedia says it was just. You said it was just your foot.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that never lies.
That's so never good. Never. I didn't realize you were in all these other films. We have all these other things to talk about, but so I can't really sit here and discuss your filmography. I would like to get your take on. First, let's start with baseball because I know we're going to come back to football. So, Chris, I mean, you're hot and heavy right into the playoffs right now. You got a lot of good stuff going on, especially with baseball today. So far, what's your take on the playoffs here?
The Dodgers have played this perfectly. You know, like none of their pitchers have more than 100 innings thrown, it feels like, outside of Yamamoto. So, Snell's been incredible. Shohei pitched, I thought, very well in game one against the Phillies, particularly after they jumped out to a 3-0 lead. They haven't even had to unleash a fourth starter yet, and they might not have to until they get to the LCS if they take care of business today. I think Aaron Judge has been great. That series has been fun. And go Mariners. That's all I have to say.
LA's such a big town. I'm just trying to think of it from a Cleveland perspective, which is probably wrong. Is the city into it? Are they into the Dodgers? Like, is it Dodger fever out there?
Yeah, well, I've told you. It's not a great sports city because there's so much going on, right?
Right.
You know, you have the ability to... It's sunny. I hate saying this to my hometown, but it's sunny a lot. And you've got the ocean, and you've got the mountains. And so people don't always grow up as sports fans. The two teams where they're legit sports fans, in my opinion, are the Lakers and the Dodgers. So, yeah, they're into this. And the Shohei factor has cranked that up.
Understandable on that one. So our team comes up a game short, but, boy, it was fun, everything else. What do you see happening with this team in the offseason? I'm done basking in what was a terrific run. Can they add enough offense to make this thing more enjoyable?
All right, so let's start with the good, which is obviously I think Jose is still playing at a pretty high level.
Agreed.
You know, that can go quickly once you get into your 30s, so I hope, yeah, and certainly the way he plays as well. I hope it doesn't happen. DeLauder, certainly his at-bats were really impressive. I like George Valera's at bats. I think they're going to have to make a decision between Rocchio and Arias. I think that Manzardo is good enough to be an everyday DH. I actually like CJ Cephas a ton, and I think they're going to have to trade a starting pitcher. If they're serious about trying to go get a right-handed bat, everybody's like, oh, Pete Alonso.
Yes.
I'm not going to pay for Pete Alonso. I just don't.
We're starting a GoFundMe type thing, Chris. Are you in?
Yeah, great. Yeah, I'll add another 57 cents.
Terrific.
That'll cover it.
That'll help.
I don't think that will happen. I would love it. I think he'd be ideal. guy plays every day and he mashes and he's got a 900 OPS. So I would be in, but I just don't see that happening. So more likely is that we would trade one of our young, controllable starting pitchers for somebody. Now, I haven't had enough time to try and figure out who exactly that is, but they desperately need help. Whenever we, you know, A.J. Hinch or somebody else flipped in lefties and we had to have John Kenzie or Johnny Rodd, and those were our right-handed sticks off the bench, you know, David Fry, as much as I like him and as much as the organization likes him, he's had two good months, and he had a couple of playoff moments last year, which can't nor should they be discounted. But my point is, it's not like he's a proven everyday major league bat. He's not.
Correct.
He might turn into that, and I hope he does, but we need more proven lumber from that side in order to be a credible playoff contender.
I just want you to know that now for the rest of the day, I'm going to be sitting around and I'm going to be thinking of the song, I Will Remember You, and I can see someone stepping out on the TV screen going, for just 57 cents a day, you can help a baseball team like the Cleveland Guardians be able to afford.
Hey, listen, whatever it takes, you know, we are Clevelanders. And so this is, if you have to deal with that in your head, I mean, it's better than most of the other thoughts that traverse around there.
This is a good point. This is a good point.
That's true.
I thought you bring up a good point with Rocchio and Arias, and how do you fit Bezzana into this thing? Like, I someone's got to go. You're right. Because we sit here and we talk about...
Or become a super utility guy.
Oh, does Bezzana start playing in the outfield?
To me, that's Arias. But
how does that play out?
Listen,
yeah.
His at-bats are not consistent enough to be in this lineup. If he were in Seattle's lineup, he'd be perfectly fine. In this lineup, where we don't have enough, it sticks out terribly. Because he just sometimes gives these non-competitive at-bats. And it's not always about getting the hit, because in this sport, you're just not. It's about having the right process and hope that eventually the numbers go your way. I mean, that's the way a lot of guys think. That's not my thinking. That's the way a lot of people in the sport think. And the less that you do that, the less productive at-bats you get, the less chance you have of having success.
Chris Rose joining us. Joe Flacco, now a Cincinnati Bengal, where he'll wear number 16, we've just learned.
Yeah.
But is Dylan Gabriel the starting quarterback of this team for the rest of this year in your estimation? Do you think that happens?
No, and I don't think he necessarily should be unless he just blows it out of the water. Guys, the owner said it at the beginning of camp. We need to look at our young guys. Now, what does that mean to me? I think that those guys are backups in this league. That's the way I've always seen them ever since they were drafted. Do I think that Shador has a better chance of being a full-time starter than Dylan Gabriel? Yeah, I think that his ceiling is higher. But the important stuff, the most important stuff outside of Sunday from 1 to 4 is the stuff that we aren't privy to as people who formulate opinions, as fans who formulate opinions. We don't know. So we don't know the most important stuff that's going on behind the scenes. We might all think we do, but we don't. And so, you know, Kevin's going to come out and talk in an hour, and it's going to cause another big S-storm if Shador is not elevated to the backup role. And every morning show and afternoon show nationally is going to be talking about it and how they're screwing this kid and all this sort of stuff. I just want to play this side of it real quickly. How is it that the only one of 32 teams that took a chance on him and has been searching for a quarterback for more than three decades is the one that's screwing him? When you say it out loud, it sounds so asinine.
Chris,
it can't
does.
Possibly be.
It really does.
And the other part of this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Is it? You're not finding your quarterback after day one of the draft, most likely. There will be 32 starters this weekend, okay? Now, let's take out all the guys that are hurt. So, like, Cooper Rush is not the Ravens starter. That's normally a guy named Lamar Jackson. Joe Burrow will not be starting this weekend. He normally would be. So I'm saying the normal starters when we're taking injury out of the equation.
Got it.
How many were not first-round picks? And I'm not saying by that particular team, but just period. At some point, like Baker, he was not a first-round pick of the Buccaneers.
He was ours.
Not sure if you heard about that, but he was.
So is it five guys?
It's five guys.
Yeah.
That's it. Here are the teams. The Eagles, who figured it out. The Niners, who were figuring it out if they had just taken Mac Jones in 2021. Maybe they would have been okay instead of Trey Lance. But they've got Brock Purdy, who they paid $260-plus million to. Then we go Raiders. Ask Geno how that's going in leading the league in interceptions.
Yeah.
The Browns and the Saints.
Yep.
It ain't great. It ain't great. Everybody else has a guy that was taken on Thursday night, except for the Steelers, because Aaron Rodgers is so old that he was taken on like a Tuesday or whatever day they did the draft back then.
There was an extra day of the week he was old.
You know, but you understand my point.
Absolutely.
So when these guys were drafted and everybody went nuts and was like, folks, we are going to get a sweetheart of a deal because we're finding our quarterback after night one. The odds are is that he's playing college football, and I don't know who it is, but that's the way I'm looking at it, and maybe one of the two will surprise us.
Chris, what does the seat look like for Kevin Stefanski? There were a lot of fans not happy on Sunday.
I wasn't happy either. I really like Kevin and have defended him an awful lot. I thought Sunday that we missed an opportunity to have our coaching staff elevate our young quarterback there. In the fourth quarter, we had the lead until we didn't in the last 20 seconds of the game. And our inability to not sustain drives, to sustain a drive, like no first downs, that's tough to stomach. That second-to-last drive where we had the ball in good field position to not have thrown the ball on first or second down, simple stuff. You could have made 7 or 8 yards, most likely, the way the Vikings were playing their defense. And I know that it's his first start, and it was a shortened practice week. I understand all of that. But Dillon Gabriel's best asset at this point of his career is his brain. And if that's true, then utilize it. Hmm. And also we have to take some risks too. We can't just say, well, we've got a really good defense. We're going to stop them. Now, did they fail ultimately? Yes. Do those guys feel like crap? Does Jim Schwartz hate the fact that his unit was the one that gave up the lead there with, 20 seconds to go? 100%. But our offense has not done enough in months of playing football, and this was their chance, and we couldn't do it. And I do put a little bit of that, if not a significant amount, on Kevin.
All right, before we let you go, Chris, we got to run here. Tell me what's up with baseball today.
Yeah, we just do it every day during the playoffs and then throughout the World Series. That includes weekends. So, you know, we've got you all covered. It's a 45-minute show, roughly. I do it with former Minnesota Twin Trevor Plouffe. So check it out on our JM Baseball YouTube channel or wherever you download your podcast. It just kind of covers all the games. We record it right after the games are done. It'll be there in your inbox in the morning. So just check it out, and we have fun with it.
We will, and thank you very much. For 57 cents a day, we can have Chris Rose on the show every day. It'd be great.
Yeah. Just do you take Venmo?
No, we don't. So that's the problem.
Okay.
We just want pennies. All right. We're good with pennies.
Thanks.
Goodbye, Chris.
See you, bud.
See
you.
Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.